Mike Walsh leaned over to look down the aisle of the airplane. Good. No one was coming. He unbuckled his seatbelt and stepped into the aisle. Watch this, Mike said to his cousin Kate Hopkins. She was in the seat next to his. It was spring break, and Mike and Kate were flying by themselves from New York to Los Angeles to visit Kate's father. He worked as a baseball scout for the LA Dodgers. Mike jumped up as high as he could. His fingers reached for the ceiling. Thud! When his feet hit the floor, his knees buckled. He steadied himself and then dropped back into his seat. Oh, brother, Kate said, rolling her eyes. Mike wasn't afraid to try silly things. She thumbed through a shopping catalog that she'd found at her seat. It was filled with baseball jerseys for dogs, self-inflating seat cushions, bug vacuums, and other funny things. I don't get it. The pilot said we were going 530 miles per hour, Mike said as he buckled his seatbelt. I thought I'd fly to the back of the plane if I jumped up. That would be so cool. Kate shook her head. Her dark brown ponytail wagged back and forth. And so not possible, she said. You're going 530 miles per hour, too, even when you jump. It's no different than jumping on the ground. You kids okay? Asked Rich, one of the flight attendants. Kate's mom had asked him to keep an eye on them during the flight. Did you need help getting something, Mike? Mike blushed. No thanks, he said. I was just stretching. Good idea. It's a long flight, Rich said. Let me know if you want anything. Kate put away the catalog. Then she fished around in the seat pocket in front of her. She pulled out a blue L.A. Dodgers notebook and a book with a photo of the big white Hollywood sign on the cover. What's that? Mike asked. It's a guidebook to Los Angeles, Kate said. My mom gave it to me for the trip. Kate's mother worked as a reporter for the American Sports website. Her mother and father had divorced when Kate was two. She lived with her mother in Cooperstown, New York, just down the street from Mike and two blocks away from the Baseball Hall of Fame. Mike's mom and Kate's mom were sisters, so Kate and Mike were cousins. They were also best friends. Kate leafed through the book. She wrote down the site she wanted to see in the Dodgers notebook. Bored, Mike flipped down the tray table from the seat in front of him. He grabbed a book about the Los Angeles Dodgers from his backpack and started reading. Hey, did you know that the Dodgers did this too? Mike asked. Kate stopped writing. Did what? She asked. Tried to jump up and touch the ceiling? No, not that. The Dodgers flew to L.A. from New York, just like us. They used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers from New York City, Mike said. They moved to L.A. in the 1950s. It says in this book that a lot of the fans in Brooklyn were really upset. They wanted the Dodgers to stay in Brooklyn. Hopefully they're over it by now, Kate said. New York still has the Mets and the Yankees. That's pretty good. Yeah, but people in Brooklyn really loved the Dodgers, Mike said. Their name is even connected to Brooklyn. He held out the book for Kate to see one of the pictures. Back when the team first started playing, there were lots of trolley cars in Brooklyn. People had to dodge them to cross the street, so they called the team the Dodgers.